This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Hundreds of boats and thousands of fishermen set out early Monday morning from wharves along the South Shore for the opening day of lobster season. Dumping day is the first time the crews get out to set their traps in the biggest commercial lobster fishery in Canada. Family and community members were on the wharf in Port Medway before sunrise to bid good luck to the 10 boats that left just after 7 a.m. Jillian Perry traveled from PEI to see her husband Bruce off on his vessel All About Me.
It's just a really big day in the season. It can sometimes pose a risk for sure. It can be dangerous, but it's also exciting. It's the start of a new season, and we just hope for the best, and it's always good luck to kind of come over and wish everyone good luck on their big day.
Claudine Bully of Liverpool was also at the wharf on Monday morning to watch her boyfriend, Nick Conrad, head out.
You know, it's the first day of the season, it's a livelihood, and it can be quite dangerous if you're not careful, right? Because the boats are loaded down quite much, and they have to pay attention to what's going on, and it's just a tradition to come down.
Just under 1,700 vessels headed out from Cow Bay to Digby County on Monday to try to get to the best fishing spots. The area's lobster fishery brought in about $593 million in 2023-24. Crews had good weather on Monday to start the season. Dan Fleck is the executive director of the Brazil Rock 3334 Lobster Association.
I've checked with several captains throughout 33 and 34, and as far as I'm aware at this time, nothing, not a breakdown, no ropes caught in the gear. Everybody's safe and the gear's getting set in the water. No issues to report, but a beautiful day on the water, though. Gorgeous day.
Fleck said it's too early to know what the opening price will be this year, but he said fishermen in the Bay of Fundy are getting $10 a pound. The opening price last year was $11.
If you look at what the captains are facing now, you know, mackerel is, I think, $2.35 a pound for bait. That's just for mackerel. Herring's expensive. Everything keeps going up, except the price of lobsters.
Fleck says they're also keeping an eye on tariffs. China imposed a 25% tariff on Canadian lobster in March, but so far the U.S. has held off. And he said fishermen in some areas off Digby and Yarmouth counties last year had to deal with female Jonah crabs getting into their traps early in the season and eating their bait. That led to lower catches for some.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, catches in those areas were down and people had to move. People had to move to try to get clear of them, and they did drop off somewhat through the winter months, and then there was a few more of them showing up towards the end of the season, but our science traps are showing that those numbers are down, so we're just hoping they haven't migrated into somebody else's area.
There are 678 license holders in LFA 33, which includes Queens County. Each is limited to 250 traps per license. There are 978 vessels in LFA 34, with each license there limited to 375 traps. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.